Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
On Saturday, October 20th, 1973, Richard Nixon did what no other president had done before him. He fired a special prosecutor assigned to investigate his presidency, Archibald Cox. And he accepted the resignations of Attorney General Elliot L. Richardson and Deputy Attorney General William D. Huckelhaus, both of whom had refused to carry out his orders. Orders which were constitutionally questionable at best.
Nixon tries to persuade Richardson to stay, saying the Soviets could interpret this as a sign of presidential weakness. He says it might lead to World War III. Richardson disagrees.
And the president looked at me very steadily and said, "Elliot, I'm sorry that you seem to place your purely personal obligations ahead of the national interest." I could feel the blood rushing to my head, and I mustered as much steadiness as I could in my voice, and I said, "Mr. President, it would appear that you and I have a different view of the national interest."
Finally, unable to find anyone else to do his bidding, Nixon turned to Solicitor General Robert H. Bork, who by law had become the acting Attorney General when Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General were canned. Bork capitulated and carried out Nixon's order to fire Cox. Payback came hard for Bork, who years later was denied a spot on the Supreme Court because of his cowardly compliance with Nixon's request. 37 years ago today, the Saturday Night Massacre ended Robert Bork's career on the Supreme Court as surely as it ended the career of Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.